Every great business starts as a dream, but turning that dream into reality, that's where Shopify comes in. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Worried about building a website? Shopify's ready-to-use templates help bring your brand to life. Need a hand with content? Shopify's AI tools generate product descriptions, headlines, and even enhance your images. Struggling to get noticed? Shopify's marketing tools let you launch email and social campaigns with ease. And if you ever get stuck, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 support is always there to help. Turn those what-ifs into why-nots. Turn those dreams into... and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
We had a fantastic weekend, all of us. It was just jam-packed full of really fun activities and events and hanging out with our dads, Josh and I. Katie had a big event over the weekend as well. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. It was the 16th annual Jody's Race for Awareness out at Denver's City Park. And oh my gosh, it was the first one that I was a part of. So I was able to see all the people come together for one cause, get all of their team shirts together, their team names. This is a really big deal to raise awareness about GYN cancers. And I know, guys, like, the thing about it is the symptoms for GYN cancers are so similar to what women go through all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard to pinpoint whether or not you're dealing with something that is very severe or just something that's just a symptom that we all get anyway. So it's like the fact that it's hard to talk about these things and that people aren't talking about them enough. Events like this, events like Jody's Race, are so important. And to see the support from our community, I mean, it was just moving beyond words.
I bet. Like, I can imagine. You probably hear some stories that are just, you know, joyful, gosh, and yet heartbreaking
from,
too, you know?
Yeah. Our sister station, Lalani, like, she has a history with cervical cancer. And, you know, her son Landon, like, she almost wasn't able to have him. And as we all know, Lalani's biggest joy in life is her son. Mm-hmm. And to even think about her not being able to have him is just so sad. And to hear her story, but for her to overcome it and the joy that comes with that, oh, that's what it's all about. And I was just so grateful to be able to be a part of it.
Were you emceeing then?
Yeah, well, I was doing a little bit of it. We had Jacqueline from Denver, a different news station in town, was emceeing it. And then Lalani was there. And there was a bunch of media folks just
because I saw you on the
part
mic.
Of it. I was on the mic giving away some prizes and giving away the awards for the team name and the, you know, different
team. Do you remember
tents.
The best one?
The best one was the Hasta La Vista Ovaries. That was the best team name.
Hasta la vista, Ori.
Yeah. So good. Okay.
Yeah, so
that's creative.
Morgan's team of Pimpin' Joy was another one. So, like, it was very, like, out there and outlandish, but some of them were heartwarming. So it was just great to be a part of it all together. I loved it so much. And actually, I came across someone when I first got there. Stephanie, shout out to Stephanie from Advent Health Porter Hospital. They were out there in droves supporting the cause. But I walked up on their tent and she's like, oh my gosh, are you Katie from JKJ, from Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100? I'm like, I am. Oh my gosh. She's like, I listen to you guys every single morning. And I was like, Stephanie, bring it in. Give me a hug. She's like, I knew you were going to hug me. I told everyone, Katie's going to hug me.
Katie's a hugger.
She's
for sure.
A hugger.
That's
and so,
so
I did.
Funny.
I gave her the biggest Cute. Hug. And I was just like, thank you for being a part of this. But she wanted me to tell you both that she loves the show. She listens
Stephanie.
Every single day.
Oh, that's cute.
We love you.
It was great to meet her. We actually got to take a picture. So I believe we're going to be posting that a little bit later on our socials. And
well,
stuff
I hope
like
I get
that.
To meet her. I'm going to kick it up a level and give her a big old tongue kiss. When I meet her,
what am I going to do?
You thought Katie was good. I'm going to stick my tongue
better.
In her mouth.
Jeez, what the heck?
Yeah, really up
I'm going to have to marry her.
But it was just, I love being a part of our community events like that. And that's why I got into radio, was to make our community a better place to live in. And so when I'm asked to be a part of very special community events, you know.
Did you cry?
I
gotta ask
cried.
You because you're sentimental.
Just,
but all of us here are sentimental.
Telling you guys, like, I'm not the person to go and give a speech after somebody gives their life story of where they've overcame something huge like that, because I'm bawling.
You're emotional, yeah.
I am in straight tears. So I'm glad that my announcements were later on in the ceremony because I had to recover. I mean, some of those stories are really, you know,
powerful
they
stuff.
Are they? But again,
life changing.
Overcoming is what
there's
keeps
Katie.
Us all going. It was like the
we have Post Malone.
Best T-shirt now goes to.
So but then again, we were giving away like Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets. Yeah, yeah. And we had the weekend tickets to
good.
Give away.
Well, you're bringing back the joy.
So
then.
They
there
gave
you go.
Me the exciting things to do so that I wouldn't cry about it. So all
that's
in
awesome.
All, a great event. And again, thank you everyone for coming out to that. And I wanted to give a shout out as well, because then we were talking about shopping earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Park Meadows over here over the weekend just to go and, you know, make my way through a few stores. And I went into a makeup store and I was so shocked that the minute I walked in there, somebody greeted me and was like, here are our specials. This is what can work for you for this price. What are you looking mm-hmm. for? Let me bring you to it. And not only that, but I'm going to check you out right here, right next to your product. I was like, wow,
dang.
You want me in and out. Like, I can't browse anything.
It's a
like,
clinic.
I can't look at anything. Like, what if I wanted to just spend some time in there and look around?
Well, then
around?
You got to speak up.
I know, but that's not their process. This is what huh. they were doing to everybody.
It's
and
called
it just,
working
like,
on commission, Katie.
It just shocked me a little, because I've never, I guess, experience somebody rushing me through
in and
a
out,
shopping
yeah.
store. They want
yeah,
you to spend time in there. They want you to be able to spend more money, and no upselling, no nothing. It was just like in, out, let me just get you whatever. But then I went to this little Bed Bath & Beyond, right? Love that place, because I love to smell things. I do.
It
I
is
love
the smelliest store. Smelliest. You walk past it, you smell a thousand things.
And they have those little pieces of paper that you can spray something on and then walk around the store and smell it. I'm like, this is heaven to me. And they have a popsicle spray. It smells just like huh. the red, white, and blue popsicles.
It's a little sticky.
It was insane. So anyway, I'm sitting there sniffing my little piece of paper, right? Just going to town on it. And all of a sudden, somebody comes up to me. He's like, hey, are you Katie from the radio?
Not again.
Like, look at
I'm
you,
like,
Miss Famous.
Just straight.
Sniffing
you
the
just wanted to brag about this
no,
today, didn't you?
Like,
everybody recognized me this weekend.
No,
I was so popular.
No, this never happens to me, though, ever.
Sure, this never
and
happens.
And so I just wanted to give a shout out to Faith, because she let me smell. And I bet you I spent like 20 minutes in Bed Bath & Beyond just carousing, because that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to just check things out. I like to do that. And Faith, thank you for letting me do that. Thank you
high
for listening
Faith.
To the show
Faith.
As well.
Well done.
And I'm
this
going,
never happens.
It doesn't.
To me.
It doesn't. And so I'm going
weekend.
Back and getting that perfume too, though. Like
that smells like the popsicle.
Oh, I walked around with that piece of paper all day.
Get
I
it.
Had it in my pocket.
Get it if you
like,
love to get it.
I
treat
was,
yourself.
You, know, I'm going to, but,
like, you deserve it.
Smells
you
are a
cried
big
in
thing.
The public.
Smells are a big thing for me, so I wanted to make sure I liked it, and I like it. So
she
I'm going
to sit on it. She had to sit on it for a few days.
I had to think about it and decide if it was what I wanted. And it is.
Yeah.
So
I can see her sitting at home drinking that perfume.
Oh my god.
Coming
gosh.
In like
I will just get a popsicle, but I'm glad I can smell it.
I didn't know like
yeah, what does it smell
now that
like?
I think about it, like what
just
would
a, like
popsicle smell like?
But they
I
don't
mean,
smell.
You get the, yeah, some of them no. do. Like the grape ones, you can smell the grape. Here's the cherry ones, you can smell the
yeah.
cherry.
Here's the thing. I didn't know it was a popsicle perfume. It, like, I just picked it up, I sprayed it on the thing, and I smelled it, and I was like,
popsicle.
Oh, my gosh,
this is
smells,
popsicle.
This reminds me of a popsicle. And then I looked at the display. It wasn't until after I realized it was the Bomb Pop on the display. Like, it's
I want you
to
get that just so you can bring
like
it in.
Yeah, is the perfume, like, is does it look like the rocket, the
is
Bomb
it a unisex,
yes,
too?
Yes, like the red, white, and blue. It's fruity, so if you don't mind smelling like
I
fruity.
I don't care.
You smell like a popsicle, I'm telling
I
you.
I want. Can I just get a popsicle and
someone
rub it on myself?
Someone might come up and lick you.
Can you get me
be
two bottles?
Be careful. That's why I wanted,
give me two
actually.
Bottles. Is there anything else in that line? Is it just
yeah.
straight popsicle, or is
oh,
there
yeah,
anything else?
They have lipstick. They have everything.
Oh, so you
lotion,
can taste it. You can...
body wash. Oh, you can
really?
Popsicle all day. You can popsicle.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
No, it's so good.
I want the body wash. I love fruity smelling body
oh
washes.
Oh my gosh, I'll get you some.
Okay, yes,
you
should.
Okay.
It's going to dry my skin
Josh?
Out like crazy, probably.
I'm good. I'm okay.
Popsicle smelling favorites?
You can
no?
take a shot of it while you're
I
in the
got
shower.
My body one.
Yum, 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 yum.
But anyway, so it was a great weekend of all of that.
Well,
and,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Katie, you're famous. Look at you.
This yeah. never happens.
It was so funny. funny. And then one more on a walking trail, too, but we don't have to talk about
it. Someone else recognized
you? Now you're definitely bragging.
Did they say, are you from the morning?
No, you know what she's doing, Josh? She's got a shirt that says, I'm Katie from the radio that she wears everywhere.
Okay, when I was walking out on the trail, it was the Nuggets Championship shirt that the Kroenke folks got, right?
Yeah.
So if you were a member of the Kroenke organization, you got that
t-shirt. Yeah.
And that's what I was wearing. And he was also wearing a Nuggets Elevate t-shirt, which is a playoff t-shirt.
It
Not
is.
Everybody gets those.
Yep.
And so immediately we looked at each other like,
do I know
you? Go Nuggets. Like, that was kind of. And then he's like, are you Katie from the? And I'm like, shut
this
up.
This never happens to me. I can't believe it. This just never happens. How are you?
She's paying people
nice
now.
Nice to meet you.
No, it never happens.
You might know me from the radio.
Oh, my God.
So she brought up special bumper stickers made. Yes, this is Katie from the radio.
So what up, Jared, from the hiking trail?
There we go.
You're making all
that,
sorts
Katie.
Of friends this weekend.
It was pretty great.
Look at
it
you.
It was pretty great. So shout out to everybody who listens. It was. Well, that's the thing. We live here in the area.
Live
so
and local.
If we see you, say hi.
Look at that. Please
hi.
Do. Look at that. Know? The benefits of being live and local.
Out on the trails and everything.
We're not pretending to be here. We're not broadcasting from out of state.
Yeah.
Love it.
You can bump into Katie while she's spraying perfume in her mouth.
Licking the perfume scent paper.
I was this close. I
Katie,
mean,
does it taste like it too?
She caught me mid-sniff. I'm not even kidding.
Gross. You're like, oh, yeah, I am, actually.
She's getting high in the corner.
You got any more popsicle stuff?
Yo, give me another hit.
Yeah?
Man, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
You've been here for 3 hours in the corner.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you had a great weekend.
It was
and
good. It was really good.
I guess we'll push off my share until 8.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I talk a lot sometimes.
Here, you know what? Yeah, she had a lot to say, buddy. It's okay.
We're both supposed to share our weekend
I'm
there,
sorry.
But
it's all good.
That didn't happen, did it?
No.
I'm getting you some popsicle body wash, though. There's that.
You are getting something out of it.
You're
I mean,
getting some.
It's
all right. Okay, 5 minutes each. Come
guess
on.
I'll get to talk at some point. But
I
that's
know.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'll shut
Jeremy,
up
no, she was
fine.
Noticed everywhere.
I
every
know.
Time, okay,
never happened.
Everywhere.
Oh,
nah, it's all good. He didn't do much. It's fine. Just had a really
I got
good
Fast
weekend.
Five coming up. I'll talk enough during that. It's fine. It'll be good.